Stations are making sales pitches these days, promotional pitches that will last 12 weeks. It's ratings time, and tonight we continue our series on the race for ratings with a look at KDWB-FM. That station's battle started with a change of format last month, and their main weapon is a promotional game called Name That Song. Cindy Cheatham reports.
KDWB is breaking out. They've switched from an album rock format to adult contemporary. This different sound means a different audience, so they've needed to establish a strong line to new listeners. What they've come up with is a contest called Name That Song. It works on the principle, don't call us, we'll call you.
Listen for the song title and then be near your telephone because we could be calling you.
When you have a mail-in or they have to call in, you have a core audience that will play the game. 10-15% of your audience will play the game. This way, it gives everybody a chance. What we'd like to do is have many winners, as opposed to giving away a $20,000 or $30,000 prize.
And if you can name that song right now, we will give you $5,101.
The game seems tough at first. You've got to know the special Name That Song when they call. But a new song is given every hour, and the call comes within the next 20 minutes. In the last 2 weeks, people have caught on to the contest, and KDWB has given away $16,000.
It takes a while for players to become familiar with it, and even though it's extremely easy to play and win, it still takes 4 or 5 weeks for people to learn how to play the game.
Does it love somebody?
Oh, I am sorry. I really thought you had it, Elizabeth.
Well, of course, the most frustrating thing is not having a winner. I'd love to give away the dough. Trying to pry money out of the general manager of this station's little tight fingers is really difficult, and to do so makes us all feel real good.
Congratulations, Mrs. McGrady! You've won $5,101! Congratulations!
KDWB is hoping this contest will make them winners, too. Tomorrow night, we'll visit the number one FM station in the Twin Cities and see how Napper and Donuts help keep KSTP on top. Cindy Cheatham, News 11.